While Muhammad wasn't considered a leader in the civil rights movement, he did inspire a lot of people to participate in the movement. What Muhammad did through being very bodacious and having a great bravado and talking about himself as being the greatest, he inspired a lot of African Americans to believe in themselves. His self-confidence and his self-esteem was an impetus for a lot of African Americans to believe that they could be what they wanted to be. We're sitting at the famous lunch counter exhibit where Muhammad came back from the Olympics to Louisville, and he wasn't served in a restaurant because of the color of his skin.
And that's what we're kind of hearing there.
That's what we're hearing here. And the cool thing about this exhibit, the important thing about this exhibit, is it really does set the context for the time and the turbulence of the civil rights era. This exhibit also is a sort of a testament of Muhammad Ali. It's where he demonstrates where he changes from being Cassius Clay to being Muhammad Ali. It also has his famous quote, "I don't have to be what you want me to be. I can be what I want to be." And that sort of resonated with a lot of people in the civil rights movement. And if we go through the exhibit, you can spend about an hour. And what you'll see is that the civil rights era, the civil rights movement, was multifaceted. It had many layers to it. And I think that's what this exhibit really demonstrates, in that there were a whole lot of things going on during that era. And Muhammad was right in the middle of it in a lot of respects.